Welcome into today's community close-up we have with us today.
Rhonda Gunter.
Marcia Bennett.
And you guys are with the Mitchell County Historical Society. You've been pretty busy working on this Battle of Kings Mountain thing. I think that's about to keep at least part of your troops kind of busy.
It sure is, for the rest of October.
Yeah, it's an important anniversary and an opportunity for us to learn. We learned a lot during that, during the program that we've been airing on the radio. I had no idea anybody had ever been scalped in Mitchell County. I just can't get over that. Oh. Yeah, but there's a bunch of them. Some even live to talk about it, which is really even weirder than that. But we're not here to talk about that today.
We're here to talk about apple butter.
And that's a whole lot nicer than scalping somebody, isn't
much
it?
More delicious.
Much more delicious. So it is about time for your annual Apple Butter Festival. How many years have you been doing this?
We've been at it 7 years.
7 years. It doesn't seem possible it's been that long. It's always a lot of fun in the fall. Always on the Bakersville Creek Walk, right?
It is.
So what's happening this year? Tell us about it.
It's Saturday, October 19th, and the hours will be 10 to 4, and we are going to have lots of fun.
Well, that sounds great. What are some of the things that actually happen? I mean, I know you make apple butter, obviously, but there's lots of other things that go on during that festival.
We have about 30 vendors with homemade crafts, everything from soaps and lotions to beeswax candles and honey,
pottery,
jewelry and dog bandanas, woodcraft items, crochet, quilted items, all sorts of things.
All sorts of good things that'll be going on. Entertainment?
We have music going on.
Now, we have several bands that will be there. The Aspiration, Sam McKinney will be there, Cheryl Craigie and Kathy Cooney, and just several that will be throughout the day. Kirk Banner will be at 3 o'clock. Just like to have you come out and enjoy the festival and listen to the groups while they play.
Yeah, and that'll be along the Creek Walk as well.
It will, and you're welcome to bring a chair and sit and enjoy the music.
So you've really got music going from 10 in the morning
till 4,
the entire festival time. Tell me about making apple butter. What's it like?
You stir and you stir and you stir.
Hard work.
And then you stir a little more.
So we'd love for people to come and take a turn stirring the big copper kettle. We'll be doing that all morning. We will have apple butter for sale in
samples.
Pints and half pints. We do offer samples with just a little bit of biscuit and a little apple butter. Yum, yum.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So the apple butter makes great gifts or, you know, enjoy it for yourself.
Right. So that's something that's available and just in general, just a lot of fun. It's just good to get out and enjoy the day.
Right. We're going to have several things for the kids, inflatables, face painting. We have goodies available from different groups. Church Youth Bake Sale going on. We'll have a display of Mitchell County historical photos that people can enjoy.
Some more of our food things that we'll have there. Several restaurants local. We'll have Southern Ridge Cafe from Bakersville. We'll have Las Cruces and Spruce Pine and Fox and Fig from Spruce Pine. Just several.
Barbecue Queen, Lacey Queen.
Right.
She's going to be there.
We'll just have several that people, I think, will really going to enjoy this year. A variety.
A great menu option.
Yeah.
Sausage biscuits and fried apple pie for breakfast, or pintos and cornbread, or Mexican barbecue, hot dogs.
Just all sorts of good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have a mixture.
Hey, well, that sounds good. And the bigger the variety, the better, for sure. Now, if folks were to want more information about the festival ahead of time, your website or maybe your Facebook or where would be a good place to look?
MitchellNCHistory.org.
That's the place to go.
It's the website, and you can find us on Facebook under the Mitchell County Historical Society.
I'd just like
you to come and check it out.
Okay. Mitchell County Historical Society. That'll work.
And we hope everybody will come out and join us for the 7th annual Apple Butter Festival.
It's really going to be a big time. And it's the 19th from 10 until 4, and it will be on the Bakersville Creek Walk, and it'll be by then the leaves will just be perfect. It's just going to be a great day.
We're hoping for great weather.
Yeah.
Last year was perfect, so we'll hope.
This year will be even perfecter.
Perfecter. Maybe not as hot as right now, but hopefully the snow won't be flying.
There you go. Well, we do hope folks will come out. And, of course, the Historical Society, you've got a lot of things going on. You're going to have Christmas ornaments again this year somehow, some way?
We do. This year's Christmas ornament is the historic courthouse in Bakersville.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was built in 1903, and it's a lovely ornament on red. Gorgeous this year.
Okay, so that'll be available as well. And again, that website's a good place to look and find out what you guys are up to, and also maybe to make a decision to become a part of your group.
We would love to have folks join with us as a member. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for board members.
Yeah.
So if anybody is interested in working with us, welcome. Call us.
The Mitchell County Historical Society's Apple Butter Festival on the Creek Walk in Bakersville will be on Saturday, October the 19th, 10 until 4. Don't miss it. Thanks to our guests today, Rhonda Gunner and Marcia Biddix of the Mitchell County Historical Society. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.